talking about. Oh, that's fine. No, go ahead. No, you can interrupt me. You go ahead.
I'm sorry, because it sounded like you were done. So
yeah, I'm done, all right. I'm going to join Bob.
That's my fault. Sorry.
Or get you to join Bob.
Because it was one a long pause. One of us sometimes needs to join.
Needs to join Bob. I'll let you decide who that should be. All right, that music that Steven is attempting to play under my voice is, of course, We Are the Champions. And how appropriate that he would play that when I'm about to announce this year's Fishing Canada Carp Cup champions, who will be representing Canada to the world next year at the World Carp Cup that's going to be held in my home country, Italy. Joining us now is Bill and Paul. Good morning, boys.
Morning.
Good morning.
How we doing?
Great.
Good.
Yeah, we're doing all right.
Good, man. Publicly, congratulations on your spectacular victory. Absolutely outstanding victory.
Thanks very much.
First of all, let me just say it just shows you. I'm kind of glad you guys won in many different ways, but most importantly, it just shows you that you don't have to be a seasoned veteran of tournaments to go in and win an event, especially one this big. Because this was your first time at this event, right?
Yes, it was.
So it just shows you. Sometimes you just got to say, "Hey, I'm in. Never mind who I'm up against. I'm fishing against the fish, not the other competitors." And you guys certainly did a great job down on Long Sioux a couple of weeks ago. And every time we came and visited your camp, your peg, you guys were on the edge. I've never seen two. Well, I should say, as Bill, you were the level head in that group for sure. But Paul, you were on the edge every moment that we talked to you.
Yeah, he looked so stressed.
Like, he was always stressed. He was never happy. He didn't like. Is that normal for you, Paul?
In tournaments, yes, I tend to really overthink everything and try to be as focused as possible.
Well, you were certainly that, my friend. Good thing you had Bill with you to kind of bring you back down every once in a while, I'm sure, because he was the opposite.
I don't know. You know, I think that I just put on a good face. I can be pretty stressed out, too. I just I think I just display it a little bit differently, you know?
Yeah, well, yes. You did. Both you guys are to be commended. You did a great job. Now the fact that you won by less than a pound really underlines and puts an exclamation mark at the end of your victory. Less than a pound. Did you ever at any time feel that you may have lost the event because you missed a fish or fish got off?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I lost on the last
fish. Yeah. On one
I
day.
Did. Yeah. Actually, it was the final night. The final night I lost maybe three, and our hookup percentage was really good. Like, the ratio of hooking into fish and getting them into the net was excellent up until the last night. And and that really, 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 you know, made me nervous that perhaps, you know, the second or third place team might have been able to get some real big monsters in the net and take first place from us.
Hey, guys, I got a question to ask you. We had a few people suggest to us that the daily leaderboard should not be posted on social media and that all of you guys would prefer not to know what position you're in. How about you? Did you guys feel that it just added undue pressure knowing that you were in the lead from day one? Or are you thankful that we posted it and it kind of kept you motivated?
So the pressure was definitely there. I know that the last morning of weighing the fish, I was unbelievably stressed because I asked you guys, do we need to upgrade a fish? And, yeah. And you guys said yes, and we had only one fish to upgrade, and it was gut-wrenching. I don't know. It was really tough.
So, Paul, would you prefer not knowing? Would you prefer if you didn't know where you were in terms of position?
You know what? It's difficult to say because I haven't fished many tournaments where you didn't know.
Right.
So it would definitely be worth a try, I guess. I guess you would only know at the closing ceremony, which would be very exciting.
That would be cool.
More drama, more suspense.
Yeah, that would be cool. I have to admit, we're going to think about that. We're going to look at that maybe for next year's event. But I don't know how we would do it. But anyways,
make it easy. Just turn everyone don't look at Facebook.
Well, how are they not going to look at it? I mean, duh.
Well, just don't look at it. Turn your phone off.
Okay, everybody.
So the people that watch this follow the program can watch the leaderboard.
They'll be on their best behavior.
Sure.
Sure. Okay, that'll work, Steven. All right. Now that it's over and finished, can you tell folks what you believe attributed to your victory?
Determination, hard work. We slept 8 hours out of the 77. It took me a whole week to get back into who I was before the tournament. I went to work and people looked at me and said, "Paul, you shouldn't come to work right now. You're pale white, and you look like you've been traumatized." So, definitely a lot of hard work.
I remember I walked up the pole. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, no. I had the same sort of result, but I found that, you know, waking up at home, I felt like I was still on the bank, you know, like, you know, it was kind of surreal, but great at the same time and a little bit disappointing. I mean, it was nice to be home, but at the same time, Longsu was just a fantastic place to fish and the whole experience was just so exciting. You know, I kind of wish that I was still there.
I know what you're saying, man. I'm going to tell the folks what you guys did. Because obviously you're not, but I can do this. See, I can do this. I'm going to tell the folks what you did that I believe very few other anglers did during that event. You kind of went against the whole carp fishing philosophy. And we talked about it a few times when I came to visit you at your peg. And that is that you did very little feeding in comparison to everybody else. You didn't try and draw those fish in by overfeeding. And I think that might have been one of the reasons you guys won. You had more fish at your disposal, I think, than anybody else during that event. And the fact that you caught most of them was also obviously a big bonus. But you did less drawing, less feeding than most everybody else. And I believe that helped you tremendously.
I believe it did, you know, one thing is that Paul and I met fishing match venues in Ontario. There's a small match tournament scene in Ontario, and it's mostly, you know, carp specific European type of tournament, and you feed very precisely, you at long range and in close, and that was my tournament experience going into Longsu. More than a traditional just carp tournament. And I think that that style of fishing, it's a little bit more precise and really helped for me in this tournament.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, whatever it was, you guys did a fantastic job right from the get-go. The minute that you set up your peg, you were you know, bringing fish in, and you did that consistently over the course of 4 days, which was absolutely amazing. Now, however, I have to tell you, it's not an indication of what you're going to be up against at the Worlds event next year. You guys both know Andrew Walker, who was our champion 3 years ago, and he represented Canada last year at the event, and he was humbled by the difference in the fishery. Are you guys thinking about that already?
I can speak for myself. When I've fished European venues before, it is challenging. The fish are very different. They are pressured. They have been caught before, and they do not eat traditional food that we fish for them here. And they need to be targeted differently. And depending on the venue, they need to be fished individually. You cannot just throw out a bunch of bait and hope to catch them. They will swim around it. They won't really go for it.
So you've already got a bit of a game plan going into this, which is fantastic. I know you guys are going to do us proud, represent Canada there, and we'll be following you every step of the way. I'm assuming you guys are going to be back for the Fishing Canada Carp Cup next year?
Most definitely. Oh, for sure. Boy.
All right, boys, I'll let you go. Listen, thank you very much for joining us. Congratulations once again for being this year's Fishing Canada Cup, Carp Cup champions and representing Canada at the Worlds next year. Thank you, boys.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks.
Bill and Paul, a winning team for 2019 Fishing Canada Carp Cup on their way to Europe and representing us and doing us proud, I'm sure. All right, more journal after this. I should dare go away.